Delighted to say that I'm joined by John Burns, former deputy principal at Rice College and founder of the Burns Study Centre here in Ennis. A very good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well. Looking suitably refreshed after the bank holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah, sure. You have to do these things. Nice weekend in Sligo with the in-laws.
Oh, lovely, lovely. And great, like Clare, a great surfing county.
Fantastic. I didn't risk the surfboard, but that's why I'm probably here.
The same as myself. I don't think I've ever even... I was about to say I've never stood on a surfboard. I've never been on a surfboard, never mind tried to stand on one. I think I'll stick to the radio. Some of you may be saying try something else, but we'll move swiftly on from that. What topic do you want to deal with today, John?
I think the last day we were kind of looking at different courses within secondary school, and the one we were maybe mentioned was transition year, and whether it's a yes or a no. It's a sort of that big decision that's made towards the middle or the end of third year. And it is a big decision in schools and a big decision for students and a big decision for parents. And maybe to look at first, what is transition year? Well, it's a very long-standing educational programme that has been in the secondary school system for a long, long time, and is put in by the department to form a sort of a bridge between the junior cycle and the leaving cert. So that students who may be slightly too young for the leaving cert will have an extra year in school, or who feel they're not quite ready yet, or who might thrive when you pull back on sort of the structured system that they were used to, and you know, give them something different before they head into senior cycles. That's really what it is, and it is a different face in many, many schools. It is run differently. Some schools, I think this is part of the curriculum, and some schools students have to apply for it. So it's a very popular programme, and the one thing I would say about it is students who do transition year, who do the programme, tend to do better in the state exams. They tend to do better in the leaving cert. So, and that's there's numerous studies to prove that their points and their grades are up because they've done TY.
And I suppose, look, you're just a bit more mature, and no doubt it comes also with what you have done and what you've learned in transition year. If I go back to my own secondary school days all the way back in the 90s, transition year... It felt like as you say, it's been around for a long time. It felt like it was a fairly newish concept, but a lot of us didn't do it because, you know, you kind of think, oh, another year in school, I don't want to face another year in school. But then some of us end up doing the leave and cert at the age of 17, and, you know, even if you do it at 18, John, you can go into college. Sometimes you're still not quite ready, you're a bit immature, so... There's no harm in doing transition year, but how much has transition year changed over the years?
Well, I mean, the course itself has developed beyond recognition. I mean, I was spoiled in the sense that when I worked in Rice, it was reintroduced in the late 1990s, and then throughout my time there, it was run really, really well. It was a very tight programme. It had a very committed coordinator, Norma Cahill, was running it, and with a very kind of a committed team of teachers around her. And that's what you need to run a good TY programme. You have to have vision, you have to have planning, you have to execute the plans that you have in place, and you have to have buy-in. Mm. You know, so that's really, I mean, the first thing I'd always say to parents is, if you're considering TY, if your child is considering TY, really look at the TY that's in the school that you're considering, that you're in. And I'd say, first of all, ask the question, is the TY in that particular school well run? And I'm not criticising any schools. I'm not trying to do that, but... there will be different levels of it. And I mean, as I said, I was spoiled because we had a magnificent programme in Rice that I remember, and I remember the huge joy that students had in getting into it, and the experiences that they had while they were in there, and the great learning that went on. But in some cases, it mightn't be as tightly run. Now, if a student goes into a TY programme that's a little bit haphazard, then I think the year itself could be a little bit of a disaster because they need guidance within that year. So just check that. Who are the best people to ask in relation to that? Probably the students and parents. The students who've gone through a year in TY and the parents of those students. Check with them what their experiences were like.
Okay, there's lots to consider in terms of why you should choose TY. I was kind of touching on age there, I suppose. You know, as I said, even myself, I was just shy of 18 going into college. But, you know, you can't wait to get out of school. And then when you move on, you realise, actually, do you know what? There's no harm in staying another year. So age, I suppose, comes into it, and maturity.
Yeah, I mean, firstly, you're staying within the school system, but you're pausing between the junior and senior cycle. And you might need that. And this might also be useful for a child maybe who has been maybe traumatised in first, second or third year, something's gone wrong in the family and they need that time to steady themselves before they even consider looking at a Leaving Cert programme. So it's a very good stopgap. But I'd always say to students, it's not a pause, it's not a break and it's not really a full stopgap. TY is a full course and it does demand your buy-in, it does demand a lot of work, it does demand teamwork, it does demand vision. You know, so it's not like you're going to have free classes all day long and you can be shoved in the bus and brought here, there and everywhere. That's not going to happen. Maybe it'll be part of it, the field trips, but not all of it. Age is a huge thing. If it's the perception by the parents that the student might be too young to sit the Leaving Cert, then TY might be a good option. But you have to balance up here that you want them to do TY or do you want them to be young enough at Leaving Cert to do a repeat Leaving Cert if they need to. That's a decision that you'd need to maybe have between yourself and the student. And also, I would say that before maybe going into TY, it's no harm to talk to a career guidance teacher, either within the school or there are people who operate privately, just to get their take on it and go on the personality and the history of your child to see would it suit them.
Okay, you know, you mentioned field trips that they do feature and work experience as well, which I'm sure are great reasons for people to do it because, you know, doing the work experience can give those students, John, I would suggest, who aren't really sure what they would like to do in terms of subjects or what they would like to do as a career, help steer them in the right direction in terms of what they want to get into college and do, and therefore they will then choose the subjects that might best suit that for Leaving Cert year.
Yeah, and I've seen students placed in work experience areas where they've asked to go into and they've thrived within them and they've continued to work towards that goal with their Leaving Cert subjects so that they arrive in college or an apprenticeship and they can go into that. I've also seen students go into work experience and choose an area like it might be car mechanics, it could be working in a hotel, it could be whatever, it could be working in a veterinary office, and they found out that they absolutely did not like it, they actually hated it and they had no capacity for it, and that was a real learning experience. Okay, I need to think of something else. And now the work experience that is done on it, in the field, you're in the area, you're with the employer, you're taking responsibility, and then there's huge follow-up from the school. The school checks that you're there on time and there are evaluation sheets carried out by both the employer and the student and the school to see how this has worked. So it's a fantastic experience. I mean, sometimes it's the first time that they're out of school working for somebody else and it is a real wake-up call.
I suppose maybe attached to that then is, or connected to that is the, you end up doing subjects in transition year that you wouldn't previously have done. It kind of, the scope is widened a little bit.
Yeah, depending on the curricular provision and the amount of teachers available, the school can provide students with tasters of subjects they've never gone near before. And they can do not just subjects, but they can do programmes they've never done before. I mean, you're looking at things like self-defence, cookery classes. I remember one trip which was really, it was funny, it was great about work. The students were brought down to Drumoland and they were shown how to dress a table properly. It was amazing.
How few of them knew how to do it.
I mean, I learned an awful lot from that in particular. All those type of things that they won't get a chance to do when they're doing the Leaving Cert. I mean, to have a cookery demonstration, to have a cookery program in there, to have a self-defence program in there, something in those lines, that's really magnificent because those are life skills.
Really, really are. I suppose maybe one drawback, or maybe for others, it's an opportunity, they might see an opportunity to grow, is, you know, you go through your first couple of years in school and you have your friends and then the option to transition year comes up and you're kind of faced with two paths, John, and one is, well, if I end up going doing transition year and my mates move on to towards Leaving Cert and getting, you know, the couple of years for that, I won't be seeing them every day other than maybe at break time. And our friendship fall away? Others might say, well, you know, I need to kind of try and grow and maybe meet new people. It can be a tough choice for some.
Well, that points to the fact that the actual choice by a student, a boy or a girl, to do TY is a huge act of maturity and bravery in itself, because they're going to leave one friendship group and they will be leaving that group in effect and joining another group, and they're watching their friends go ahead of them. Now, that can be a reason why some don't go, because they don't want to let go of those patterns, but it can often be the student who said, look, I need to move on, I need to learn new tricks, I need to learn how to be with new people, and then suddenly the TY gives that opportunity, and after a week or two it beds down. The TY are so busy with what they're doing, often the fifth years are looking back saying, maybe I should have done that. you know, so it is really up to the student.
Okay, I suppose can you learn about teamwork and deadlines and all those things that will become important later in life?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a chance to prepare for the Leaving Cert without being in the actual Leaving Cert 2-year programme. And it's vital, this is vital and underlines the fact that TY is not, say, all about field trips and time away from school. A well-run TY programme will incorporate regular academic studies and will give TY students a taste of what some Leaving Cert subjects might be like. So, you know, you have that. But I also need to focus on the field trips, because the field trips are really, really an integral part of the TY experience. And they're going off to art galleries, they're going back to looking at rock formations, there's coastal features back around Kilkeen, that sort of thing. One of the best ones I used to love to see them going on was the annual field trip to the Bourne Outdoor Centre, which is up there. We have it here in Clare. Yeah. And that was an amazing experience. There were overnights there. The students really loved it and learned a huge amount about the local landscape.
Okay, so look, from the sounds of it, there's plenty of reasons there why a student, and I suppose in conjunction with their parents, would choose transition year. What reasons, on the flip side of the coin, would there be to perhaps not choose to do it?
Firstly, I think if the TY course that you've discovered, maybe that wherever you're attending is not very well run, you might want to say, do you want to get involved in that? And again, I'm not criticising any school, but there will be different levels of proficiency in how it's run. So you need to figure that one out first of all. I think the second thing might be there could be a financial element to it. TY does cost a little bit. The field trips do cost money. Now, I know that most schools will have payment plans and that most schools will not stop a student doing TY if they really want to do it. But finance is definitely a consideration. I think also if the student just simply wants to continue to flow through the system, that they haven't bought into what TY is. They've been in first, second and third year. They've never really been challenged. They're doing fairly okay. And they see this is just a dossier. That's not a reason to go into, because with that attitude, you'll pull the rest of them down, and because it's all teamwork. And you're going to be lagging behind and causing problems. The age also, I mean, you need to look at if you're too... It all depends what year you're going, what age you're going to be when you hit the Leaving Cert. You need to look at that. Your friends are joining, but you don't really feel it's for you. If your friends are joining TY and you really don't feel it's for you, then you shouldn't join it. You don't follow the group. Also to realise it's a full extra year in school. That's often one that kills the
it's
idea.
Stone dead.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, but you see, Ellen, nowadays things are changing schools, where we went to school and we endured school in many ways. Students are now going to school and they're enjoying it. I was amazed at the amount of students who were at school at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:15 in the morning, just to meet their friends and get their books ready, and it was a place they wanted to be. So it's no longer that a year extra is not that terrifying. As I mean, when I was in school, I would like to get out in second year if I could have gotten away with it, but that wasn't possible. There's also the fear of getting lazy. Mm. That's not actually realistic, because you won't be. But students feel, oh, well, if I'm going really well, I'm academically proficient, I'm really good at my studies, I love school, will this year take my foot off the pedal? Absolutely not. It'll just give you different ways of expressing yourself and being creative. So I would never worry about that. And you might, I think another reason might not to do it, you might not be the type of person who can drive without the more structured Leaving Cert course. Some students don't gel well with the whole teamwork thing or with the way TY is run. It doesn't suit their personality or how they learn, and that needs to be taken into account. You don't want a student in TY who's going to be unhappy from day one. You know, that's not what we want. And the next thing, finally, the reason you might not want to go into it, you want to get out of school as quickly as possible. That might be it, and you've been doing well so far that you don't see a real need for TY.
Well, I suppose, look, if you're doing well and you want to get out of school as quickly as possible, maybe not too much problem with that. But if you're not doing well and you want to get out of school as quickly as possible, there'd probably be no harm in spending another year and learning lots of things in transition year, which I suppose more students are doing now.
Yeah, the one thing, before I finish, I would say about transition year is yes, as much as possible. I've seen transition year rebuild students in their confidence, in their ability, in how they learn, in what they think of themselves, particularly those students who might have struggled in first, second and third year. They get this year to discover that they're gifted at something. and then they thrive and they move into senior cycle feeling a lot better. So it can make a negative experience at junior cycle level, it can transform that by transforming the student's perception of their own abilities. And really what you want in any school, in any year, is for a student to feel that they are worth something, that they're valuable and that they can contribute. And TY brings that out of students. It is a fantastic programme.
Okay, nice to get a real sense, particularly for someone like myself who never did it, of what it is like, particularly these days. John, thank you as always.
Pleasure.
Appreciate that. That's John Burns there, former Deputy Principal of Rice College and founder of the Burns Study Centre at Ennis, with us once again for educational advice.